Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to Divine Mind Tribe Radio. This is the show where we ask you to dive deeper into the realm of self for the sole purpose of assisting yourself, your loved ones, your collective consciousness. Those that are in your quantum field and those that are not, right? This show has been inspired by last week's topic. We're going to dive a little bit deeper into what our dear brother Colin was sharing with us. We had talked about certain aspects of how to feel not just like you are surviving through this change in this fundamental shift in the collective consciousness, but thriving, right? And thriving means you feel great, you're excited, you're ecstatic, you have the energy to do it, you're inspired, you're driven, you're motivated, and most importantly, you know when not to take action. So we're going to be talking a lot today. Also, what we talked about last week's show. The time goes by so fast, the hour goes by so quick that Colin and I, my dear brother Colin, of course, as you guys know, Colin, welcome to the show. Such a great, great blessing and pleasure to have you here with us today on your Sunday evening, afternoon, I should say.
Thank you so much for having me today.
And happy Easter, brother. And happy Easter to everyone out there that that likes bunny rabbits and has children and just watches them get jacked up on sugar. It's a super, super great day. No, I'm just totally kidding. But yeah, man, thank you for sharing your Easter with us. I think that with it being Easter, the timing for this show couldn't be more perfect. And what I mean by that is what we were talking about last week, that was surface level. Although we started to get a little deeper, that was so surface level. Now, see, the beautiful thing about Colin is, and this is why, you know, always gotta give the fam recognition and respect and credit where it's due. These are things that Colin has inspired me to open my eyes up to and understanding, which then has led me to doing my own research, right? Finding other resources of information that I trust, that resonate with me. And then actually have validity behind them. There's some solid proof that, oh, there is actually an algorithm within time space that if you follow this, it will work, right? So regardless of whether that was understood or not, the point of today's show is to remind you, okay, number one, within you lies the potential to do anything and everything that you could possibly imagine. Now, I want to thank you guys. I'm stopping with the sorries. No more sorries. I'm not sorry for anything. I am thankful for you understanding, hearing my beloved daughter and beloved soulmate and wife in the background. So thank you for embracing that as we continue to exercise the candid nature of the show. But getting back to what we're talking about today, there are so many things going on in the world. And Colin and I, when we have our mastermind meetings and our little mastermind group meetings, I guess what I'm trying to say is there's so much potential right now, regardless of what your current relationship or status with finances might be, regardless of what your current relationship or status with love might be, there is always a positive outcome. There's always a silver lining to the cloud, right? Every cloud has a silver lining. Today we're going to be talking about a couple different things. Now, number one, I wanted to, because Divine Mind Tribe, by the way, if you don't already, check us out on Instagram. We are ramping things back up. We took a 6-month break from posting. We just stopped posting for 6 months because we had to disassociate ourselves from the hectic energy of what was going on in the world. And every time we would open the feed, it would be something that just doesn't serve me or doesn't serve, you know, my beloveds and my family. So we just disconnected and we really focused on building our foundation within this global shift. So knowing that we are thriving while still in a state of surviving, surrendering to the knowingness that I am thriving, although in this moment, sure, I feel like I might be just barely getting by, but my excitement for thriving is more powerful than my circumstances, which display otherwise. That goes back to the great teachings of Paramahansa Yogananda. For those of you that have read the autobiography of a yogi, I highly suggest read it again. For those of you that haven't, I highly suggest read it once, at least twice. You'll find one of the major things, it's a great word, things. I love that one. One of the major aspects of Paramahansa's teachings is anything that you, now when I say Paramahansa, I mean literally any teacher, any great teacher at all, they don't, anything that you generate the emotional vibration for within you. Now, here's where I said Paramahansa Yogananda. He was the one that said the famous quote, environment is more powerful than will. And until your willpower can conquer your environment, this is going off of last week's show, and then we're going to roll into it. Until your willpower can conquer your environment, meaning until you surrender to whatever's going on in your life, you let go of the control, you let go of needing to control things or needing to hear back from someone regarding anything in your life, whether it be work-related, whether it be relationship-related, whether it be your children, whether it be parents, uncles, families, grandmothers, whatever it might be. It doesn't matter. Your relationship with medicine, your relationship with drugs, your relationship with whatever you want to call it, right? We all have these relationship things, but point that I'm getting at is, and then I'm going to pass the mic to Colin here. This human experience is such a phenomenal playground for the spirit to grow at a very rapid pace. Earth is by no means an elementary or an entry level density, right? Entry level densities, you don't have accessibility to such malleability. Whether that made sense or not, that's fine. You'll eventually find it in the cracks, the grooves, and they'll all come together in the crack. When we can learn to focus our energy on some of the things that Cole and I are going to be talking about today, like NFTs, which is a non-fungible token, right? Some of the things, even cryptocurrencies in general, for those of you that are not aware of the importance of wealth preservation, along with wealth multiplication, passive multiplying of your freedom, and understand that's your birthright. That's some things we're going to touch on today. And to close it out, also at the end of the show, we're 111. Woo! Love it, 111. We're going to be sharing with you guys some things that you can actively participate in with us in our journey, along our journey of this process of enlightenment. Right now, process of enlightenment, when I just following our journey for the lulz, right? That's really what it comes down to. And in that, we hope and wish to inspire any and all beings that feel so called to the information that we have to offer. So, dear Brother Colin, having said that, welcome to the show. It was that 12-minute intro.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here. Okay, so
12 minutes.
What would you like me to reflect on exactly?
So we've been spending some time together. We've been talking about a lot about how to properly and most effectively allocate our time, our energy, our time management, our resources. And I think that with the world being in the opportunistic state that it is, I feel in my heart that it is a duty of mine, duty, Family Guy, whatever, classic. It was a duty of mine to remind all those that are vibrational equivalent to receive the information that they have not only the capability and the capacity to manifest and create, but it is their birthright. So to answer your question, where would you like to start? Let's start with reminding people that, number one, the concept of freedom the concept of freedom in and of itself is an illusion, because you are is an illusion in the sense of you are so free that you can choose bondage. You are so free that you can choose hatred. Although your higher self will not go with you into these lower frequencies, you still have the choice, is what I'm trying to say. So let's talk about
I don't think that's a real choice in the sense where freedom is our most natural state. And because freedom is our most natural state, choosing anything else is like moving backwards. So yes, you can choose it, but because you are free, but in reality, being free is the status quo, so to speak.
Are you talking about how the classic American dream, that's freedom. Once you've reached the white picket house, or the house with the white picket fence, and is that what you're referring to? Because I'm more referring to, I guess, when I say freedom, I mean freedom in the individual to exercise their ability to become deliberate in everything that they do. And the more deliberate the individual becomes regarding whatever topic, the more precise and profound and the more powerful these archetypes will manifest in your life. So I guess what I'm saying, when I say freedom, I mean,
couldn't agree more.
Just exercising the freedom of deliberation. That's kind of where I'm going with it.
I guess what I was saying was that is actually the status quo, in the sense where, like, being a deliberate creator is actually our most natural state. And because we've been so conditioned kind of backwards through school, through social constructs, through different kinds of means that really knock us off our game, we've turned it into, if like, let's assume you were able to exist that way completely, that would be the most natural state. And so
that's right.
But we're fighting against so much conditioning and so many movies and all these like tropes about romance and anger and how you're supposed to navigate the world, that we're kind of like, we're puddled with it, where we are swamped and we're drudging through the quagmire, like trying to figure out how to get back to our most natural state, which is the freedom of choice.
Yes, my gosh, for the win, bro, for the win. Couldn't have said it better, truly.
But that's exactly right, Colin. That's why it's easy, though. It's easy because you're not.
This is it. This is what I wanted. Adding. Bring it on.
Yeah. You're not adding anything. You're not learning something new. What you're actually doing is unlearning, which is much easier if you're open to it. It's much more fluid to do it that way because it is our natural state. We are allowing ourselves to return back to status quo. It makes a lot more sense to us. It's a lot easier to be that freedom. And so
yes, precisely.
And I think the hard thing would be kind of figuring out what it means to unlearn something. It's very easy to unlearn something, but it's not easy because it takes some forgiveness for, let's say you blame someone X for X, right? Like, or X for Y. I blame X for Y. And so you have to forgive X
before you can
forgive yourself.
Dude, you're dating both X and Y? Colin, we talked about this.
I'm
dating zeros and ones, bro. gosh. No, well, I mean, we are all dating, if you think about it, zeros and ones. What is a date? What does it mean, a date? Like, to date. To date is to define a signature within time space. That's a date, right? April 4th at 1 p.m., right? PST. That's a date. It could also be taken as...
Does that mean all of our listeners are dating us?
Yes! Dude, absolutely. The whole world is dating each other, man. And in that silly, silly concept, which actually isn't silly at all, it's actually pretty on point. Way to just like open up the doors, bro. Oh my gosh, what a beautiful statement. So like having said that, of course, Colin would come through with that, just to completely Rubik's Cube the game. Basically, yeah, I mean, like, to the T, you know, and that sense of deliberation, that sense of power that one has within them to know beyond the shadow of a doubt, without any hesitation, without any question, that yes, I, for example, when you can get to the point within your consciousness, and you know, all great masters teach this, whatnot, you know, they say things like, you know, a master would say to a student, for example, right? And you know what? Better yet, I have a very short allegory to share. I believe that's what it's called, right? A little poem, an allegory, like a story poem. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think an allegory has to do with like a creation myth. But we'll look it up. Tell your allegory, and I'll look up the word.
Cool. Well. Regardless of its definition, this is what I am trying to say. you know, we've lived our whole entire lives, and our including our parents and grandparents, if they're still around, and then even great grandparents, if they're still around. We have been coded. We have been conditioned. Okay, so here's the allegory. I'm just going to get straight into it. Okay, so a student comes to the master, and the master says, I want you to report to me once every 30 days. You go into the forest, you spend 30 days, you come back to me, and you tell me every 30 days what. Now, obviously, I'm not saying this word for word. I'm prefacing clearly, but this is what this is the fundamental concept of the teaching of the stories. You have the teacher and you have the student, right? Well, obviously, you know, the teacher is the student and the student is the teacher. Everybody learns from each other, but there is still that foundational construct of a student learning from a master teacher, someone that has been through it and knows how to successfully navigate through the sea of consciousness. So there is a student, he reaches a master, a student that is seeking enlightenment. The master says, go in to nature, the forest, the mountains, the woods, whatever you must, to find whatever it is that you're looking for in life. Okay? 30 days goes by, the student comes back, says to the master, I found the meaning of life. And the master says, what's that? And he goes, to be joyful, to be happy, to be content with what's around you. The master just shrugs and shakes his head no, laughs and says, I'll see you in another 30 days. Another 30 days go by. That student comes back to the same master. He says, I get it now. I literally have become one with my reality. I have, if you will, for lack of a better word, tessellated two things becoming one, two separate vibrations finding themselves and then vibrating at the same frequency. They're becoming one unit, right? Therefore, dissolving the illusion of separation. He understands, I have become one with everything. I am the air. I am the birds. I am the trees. I am the mountains. I am the bees. I am everything. So that in which I focus on is what I will create. And I want heaven on earth. I want health for all people. I want wealth and abundance of freedom for creative expression for all beings on this planet. The master, he giggles a little bit. And he starts to get a little frustrated, you know, shows his firmness, shows dig deeper. You got to go deeper. Another 30 days goes by. So now we're on 90 days. It's going to be the third time that he's seen his master. Now, third time he sees his master, he says, "Master, I understand what you've been trying to teach me this whole time." And the master says, "What is that?" He goes, "You've been trying to show me that whatever it is, essentially looping back around, but from a different perspective, whatever it is that, for example, you know, the student says, when I was so hungry and needing to find food in my last 30 days, needing to find water, needing to make sure that they bless the water, get rid of the parasites, do whatever we have to do to make sure that water's whatever, right?" He says to the master, "I realize that I don't need to control essentially what he says is, I don't need to control the things around me because everything around me is already divine and in a quantum field of love and just complete and total reflective magnetism, meaning whatever you reflect out, you will magnetize back." Now the master gets up, and for the very first time, he slams his hand on the right arm of his chair. And he says, "Get out and come back to me in another 30 days. 30 days goes by, the student does not see the master. 3 months goes by, the student does not see the master. 6 months goes by, the student does not see the master. 1 year goes by. All of a sudden, comes walking up the student, the master. Oh, no, that's what it was, excuse me. All of a sudden, right, the master actually reaches out to the student to say, "It's been a while, it's actually been a year, I've been keeping track, and you haven't touched base with me, you haven't told me anything about your spiritual growth or anything about your insights on life and the human experience." And he goes, "I'm just checking up on you." The master says to the student, I'm checking up on you as we have made this agreement to assist each, you know, for you essentially to learn enlightenment, learn how to be enlightened." And this, to conclude, the master then says, he goes, this is so profound, and I want to say it correctly, but he basically, so the master says to the student, he goes, "It's been such a long time that I've heard from you, or that I've seen you, or that we've touched base." He goes, "Do you have interest in exploring the inner realm, the vast realm of self?" And the student looks at the master and he says, "Why would I care if you, what value is it to me if I tell you what I've set my intentions to do?" what value is it to you, Master, for me to tell you, yes, I've learned this, 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 and this. There is no value in getting validation from even the greatest master. There is zero value. There is zero value in receiving validation from you, master. So, you want to check up on me? Don't. I'm doing great. You want to learn, or you want to observe what I have learned? Well, you don't need to because you've already been through it. So it concludes with the student saying to the master, I'm not going to tell you what I experienced because I don't care what you think. And the master bows in humility and in service. He bows to the student and he goes, finally, you realize I am not your master. There is no master. You do not report to anybody. You do not have an obligation to tell anybody anything that you do not wish to share. You do not need to think about anything that you do not wish to exercise. And within that solidarity comes a profound sense of self-empowerment. Story being, the moral of the story, if it wasn't caught, is you can go on the deepest spiritual experiences that will alter your understanding of time and space and dimensions and malleability and what's possible and defying the laws of third-dimensional physics and understanding 5D and all these things, right? We can somewhat kind of not quantify them, but understand that they exist. But to understand the basis of I surrender my desire to receive a pat on the back from you, like, that's huge. Like, for the student to say to the master, I don't care whether or not I have your approval of my path. And that's when the master bowed. So, applying it to this situation, we are in such vulnerable states of consciousness. We are in such, the energy that is oscillating is insane. We can feel it in the field. We can feel this splitting of paradigms. We can see the different belief systems of families and friends and coworkers and businesses and relationships starting to really come to the surface for the purpose of healing and actually being a magnetic compass north to point us in the direction of our highest selves. So the whole point of me sharing that story is know that you do not have to share, have to embrace anybody else's energy that does not serve you, regardless of your attachment to them. We can practice empathy, but when we dip into sympathy, that's when we then activate victim consciousness. And that is everything that contradicts fifth density consciousness. Is being a victim. There is no victimization in 5D. There is only responsibility and then deciding where to direct energy. So I feel Colin, like so many people, because they've been so lost when I say so lost, I mean because they've been thrown off their game, if you will, thrown off their day-to-day, month-to-month, due to your patterns, due to these pragmatic shifts. people are almost feeling helpless in a way that's indescribable. But if we can come back to the understanding that we do not have to surrender ourselves or our sacred journey to anybody that we don't feel the desire to do so, that there is no consequence to that. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. And I'll tell you two things that your story reminds me of.
One, because I promised
I would say it. An allegory is a story, poem, or picture that can be interpreted to reveal a hidden meaning, typically a moral or a political one. So that was an allegory.
Nice.
So, yeah. Second thing is, I really like that you were talking about, like, quantum meanings and, like, quantum energy, because I always like to remind people that we are just atoms, and atoms are just light. And and basically we're just light. Everything is light. Everything in the universe is light. And so we can interact with everything like it is light. And so that's what your story reminded me of, is as long as we interact with everything in our field as the fact that it is just atoms, which is just light, then it makes our lives a lot easier. I don't know. That's what your story reminded me of.
Brother, that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is, man. And synchronistically enough, do you know where I, and I'll just share with the listeners, you know who turned me on to the book, which then led me to another book by the same author, Lynn McTaggart, who speaks of this story as well, was your mom, Colin, beloved Andrea. I love you. If you're listening, we love you. When your mom gave me the book, The Intention Experiment by Lynn McTaggart, I could not leave my hands. I was magnetized to it. And then I read a couple other Lynn McTaggart books. And it's funny having this conversation with my brother, knowing that all of this information that we're sharing actually came from your mom. Seeded from information that came from someone, being your mom, who wants nothing but happiness, health, prosperity, abundance, joy, liveliness for those in her reality. So by her being so selfless and saying, take this book, read this book. If you resonate with it, awesome. If you don't, awesome. But I think you're going to dig it. And I didn't just dig it. Word you used earlier, the drudge, like, or where they do it. I drudged it. To get gold, you know what they do to get gold? Is it with the big machines? They do it in the sandbars, in the marinas. Drudging, right? Is that what it? A drudge. It's like. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so it's like, not only did that book, not only did I dig it, I drudged it. So, like, it's just beautiful to have that come full circle. Leading into something else. Listeners, I want you guys to know that as of 10 years ago, but officially and authentically and transparently agreed upon in our hearts here at LA Talk Radio in regards to specifically Divine Mind Tribe Radio. Colin is the energy of Divine Mind Tribe, as much as I am the energy of Divine Mind Tribe, as much as my beloved is the energy of Divine Mind Tribe, as much as my beloved child, as much as your beloved, Colin, as much as anybody that wishes to live a happy, healthy, self-sustainable lifestyle. If you're out there and you want this for yourself, let's work together in unification to create opportunities, possibilities, potentials, physical places where people can go and live and thrive and exit themselves from third density matrix, exit themselves from the artificial matrix, as opposed to the quantum matrix, which is the understanding of the present, all time, all space, all things happening now, using that information to then direct you into the emotions that you want to feel more of. So we're going to move now into briefly money. Now, money is a huge facet of where majority of the stressors from life come from. I mean, so many people, especially with the global crisis and whatnot, are dealing with monetary issues. Businesses closing, people, the rate at which people are losing their homes is absolutely insane. We, as a platform, Divine Mind Tribe, as a collective consciousness, we ask that you be the best version of yourself. Practice what you must. Practice what you must to master thyself. And when you have come to the point where you realize, I don't know anything, and I'm ready to embrace everything, that's when you can start kind of riding those quantum waves into other avenues, which will yield you passive income. So let's talk about money for a moment. Our economic system. Now, I've talked about this multiple times on the show. Colin, you and I have talked about the seven stages of the fiat economic cycle. We are at the end of the seventh stage. This is the reset, meaning that there has never been a greater opportunity to allow for passive wealth to flood itself into your experience. So as long as you just get out of your own way, so as long as you don't worry as much. That's why I wanted to move into NFTs, because I think that if people understood what an NFT is and the potential of just expressing their creative energy and putting it up there and just seeing what happens, is beautiful. Divine Mind Tribe, as of yesterday or day before yesterday, we have our own NFT, and the host is through crypto.com. Meaning, whatever value this entity, being Divine Mind Tribe, brings to the masses or even to the individual that we have a session with, whether it's a medicinal ceremony, whether it's a sound healing, whatever it might be, these are core, very, very core and deep and fundamental programs that, coming back to what you said at the beginning of the show, we must reprogram. There is a deprogramming process and then a reprogramming process. The deprogramming process is realizing that you can calibrate your relationship with your with the record. You can bring into your relationship exactly how, where, why, when, and everything in between you stand in that date, if you will, that vibrational signature. But we are so caught up in the circumstances. We as humanoids get so, as human beings, we get so absorbed into the reality that we forget that we actually have the potential for total freedom. So, having said that, calling up with the few minutes we have left, bro, I want anything and everything. The mic is yours. Anything and everything off of briefly touching on NFTs, letting people know that your creativity is valued, right? Because that's the old paradigm, says your creativity is not valued. That's why it's like, you know, the classic girlfriend brings a guy home. What is the guy? Oh, he's a musician. The father, great. How are you going to provide for the family? You know, oh, yep, good luck becoming a famous musician. Okay, oh, I want to be an artist. Oh, okay, well, good luck with that. No. See, this platform says if you put your heart and your soul into it, there's going to be people that are vibrational match to wanting whatever it is that you put out there. So as long as you know that you have that drive within you for a reason. So the mic is yours, bro. What's the power of NFTs? How can we tell people that their creative energy is more valuable than this artificial matrix has made it out to be?
The absolute best way to explain it is explaining what fungibility is. And fungibility is a good contract is for, without an individual specimen being specified, able to replace or be replaced by another identical item, mutually interchangeable. So what that means is a dollar bill, even though it has a serial code, can be replaced by another dollar bill.
And that's right.
What's so beautiful about NFTs is they are not fungible, meaning they are each unique. They cannot be replaced by another piece. So there's been so many movies about random, really expensive paintings being taken and then they copy them. And that, you know, that's kind of like the paintings are almost fungible, because if you can copy them with like the right dated paints and stuff, it almost makes it like somebody can just go and steal your painting and then copy it and then keep the original. Now, nobody can do that with a non-fungible token. And that's what makes it so beautiful, is that nobody can steal it from you. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, for the most part, nobody can steal it from you. Nobody can duplicate it. They can duplicate what it looks like, but it's not the same item because it's on the blockchain. Nobody can go in and change the structure of it. Nobody can go in and change what it looks like or anything. All they can do is copy it or screenshot it, but yours still predates theirs. And so what I think is the coolest part, and what I've been using it for, is copywriting. Because anything that you make, actually, I know that you said that we made a crypto.com token, but little does David know that we made the logo for DMT. We made it a NFT about 2 years ago, because right when we created the logo, we wanted to copyright it. And so what we did was we made a token. We didn't list it anywhere. Nobody can find it. I have it in one of my accounts. Like, but it's copywritten, and if someone were to steal our logo, I could be like, here, on this date 2 years ago, this is when we created this and we copyrighted it. You cannot use it. Like, we created it first. We will give you a cease and desist letter because this is our original art. And so I feel like that, for me as an artist, that is the most beautiful thing, because nobody can steal my art anymore. Like, it's
precisely mine,
and it's set in stone, and it's beautiful. I love that idea. So I don't know if other people feel the same way, but copywriting is very important to me. And
yes,
I just wanted to give you what the basics are. It's just something that cannot be duplicated and cannot be changed and cannot be altered. It is something that is semi-permanent, in the sense where you can delete it, but if you don't want to delete it, it's permanent. It's there.
That's right. It's absolutely right. And if you so choose to delete it, in wrapping up the show, I know I'm running a couple minutes after. I'm so sorry. To LA Talk Radio for overdoing my time a couple minutes here. There's a within that, brother, you just said it, comes so much power. It's the power of potential. It's the power of surrendering to having absolutely, it's and this is what I'm going to end it with. It's the power of knowing that the expression of your creative energy is, as a birthright, your form of exchange to receive whatever units of currency other people are willing to buy or sell goods and services for. Meaning, through the blockchain and through the ledger, we can, like you said, you can, listeners, take the music, take the art, take the inspiration, take the videos, do whatever you feel so drawn to doing, and just put it out there and get in contact with us. You can reach us at divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Divine Mind Tribe on Instagram. It's at divine.mind.tribe. There are a couple copy accounts out there, but it is the one with the actual, it's the one with our actual logo, which has the acronyms in sacred geometry. But Colin, I love you, brother, with all of my heart. Listeners, we love you and we cherish you. Everybody at LA Talk Radio, we love you guys so much, and we cherish you for blessing us with this platform to speak to the masses in ways that only this platform would allow us to do so. And we love you guys so much. You are not alone in your journey. If you have questions, please ask, please reach out. We are here for you, not just as a service to be here for you, but we are here to unite with you, to collectively create, to collaborate, and to move mountains together, literally, if we need to. So with that, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Colin, I love you with all of my heart, brother. We will be seeing you guys next Sunday. And I know we've been saying that we'll be doing a live Instagram, but Colin and I just need to be in the same space for us to do that live Instagram, live video of us doing the show. So I think next Sunday, Colin and I will be in each other, sharing space with each other. So we will be doing this. You can interact with us even through the Instagram if you want to. We're opening so many doors for so many people to just be a part of this platform that is ever growing and limitless in its nature. And that's why it's not limited to just consciousness and just financial freedom or just understanding crypto or just understanding, the history of, economics and all that. But I love you guys. Gone way over my time. Thank you so much for everything. You're the best. And we will see you next Sunday at 1. We love you. Have an amazing weekend. Stay bright, stay light, and don't stop doing anything and everything that you and your heart feel driven to do. Thank you. Colin, anything else?
No, I hope everyone has a wonderful day. Thank you so much for having me.
Blessings on blessings, bliss on bliss, love on love. Talk to you guys soon.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.